This is how I hear
myself. I'm sorry, it's a what?
A TV. Like, all my E's sound really over enunciated.
That's how you sound in your head?
In my head, it's not that bad.
Oh, when you play back.
But when I listen to the playback, it's always like, you know, E's. It's the E's.
I think if it really sounded like that, I don't think I could actually listen to you speak.
The E's is like, that's how it sounds to me, though. It's like, yeah.
That's weird. I actually like my voice now on recording, but I think I've also had to hear my voice a lot lately. I've grown to like it.
I just cannot. I just cannot tahan.
Did you just get distracted by your phone?
I did. I'm gonna put my phone away.
This is very unprofessional. We are recording, sir. This is very unprofessional.
I told everyone to put their phones away too.
You did. I was so surprised you didn't take our phones away.
I specifically said I wasn't confiscating anyone's phones.
I kept my phone on me the whole time.
That I would respect y'all like adults to not use them.
I kept my phone.
But you didn't take it out in session.
Because it was on airplane mode.
Good. Well
done. But I wanted you to ask me about my phone so I could tell you. That's okay. It's on airplane mode.
So you could so proudly be like...
Yeah, but you didn't ask me. And I feel very offended that you didn't ask me about why my phone was on me.
That's so American.
How is that American? Like, wait, whoa.
Y'all need someone to ask you how virtuous you are so you can show people how virtuous you are.
Yeah, because I can't put myself out
there. It's not good enough to be virtuous for its own sake and to just quietly
allow it to be. Oh, like the British are so
done.
Much better at that.
And I'm never saying the British are better at that. I'm merely mocking this as better.
Because literally, the British are our grandfathers. I mean, maybe not mine.
Well, yeah. Considering colonial history.
Yeah. How's that going? That gets real dark real fast. So.
Yeah, this is not going to be our first episode.
No? Did anybody ask for this to be the first episode? No. Does it fit in line with the scheme of things? Yes.
I'm not.
Did you ask for it?
Us? I mean, it would be very us to have dived immediately into some of the history of colonization.
I would argue it's better than some of the alternative things that you have talked about.
Like what?
Like the penises of sea creatures.
But they are
amazing. No, see, I didn't want to say that because we're not going to. I don't want to go through that conversation again.
Like, seriously.
For like a fifth time.
Seriously. Like, nature is amazing.
Welcome to
and
Nobody, Literally Nobody, the podcast that nobody asked for.
Seriously.
I am one of your hosts. Will not go down this road with you.
Like anglerfish.
Okay, and this
like angler, like,
who is quite fascinated by this topic, like, but I will not go down. I'm not doing this with
it's a big ugly one with the light hanging from its head.
Everyone saw Finding Nemo. We all know the anglerfish.
Yeah, but have you ever heard of what the male anglerfish is like? It's about a 30th the size of the female. It's tiny. It's basically blind. It has no light. It really can't feed itself very well. And when it's born, it's going to spend its entire life using the only thing it's good at, and that is having an amazing sense of smell, to follow the scent of the pheromones of a female anglerfish that's somewhere out there in the murky darkness. Or it might not even be that dark, but it probably is, but it's blind, so it would never know. And it's going to spend its time blindly, hungrily pursuing that smell.
So I just realized...
It is the definition of thirsty. Like, that is the only thing it has. It is a creature dedicated to thirst and thirst alone, which is ironic because it lives in the sea. But water everywhere, not a drop to drink. And once it finds the female, it bites onto its side, and then the female releases an enzyme. Or is it the male? But whatever, it melts the male and fuses the male onto the side of the female. That would be like a small plane finding a blimp and then becoming one with it. If when it became one with it, the only thing remaining of it afterwards was its balls. Its testicle, like its reproductive organs are the only part left of the male once it's melted and fused into the side of the female. And the female can then basically just use those little danglers coming off it to fertilize its eggs whenever she wants.
So there are two problems that I just figured out with this podcast. One, no one can see my reactions to the I can't even describe the things that you are saying right now.
But the good thing is you're more extroverted, and so, like, it's very verbal. I think they can feel your pain.
And two, no one actually can see a description of this thing that you're describing, this
female,
yeah, like, all of that. That's the problem with the podcast, but I guess we'll cross that bridge when it comes. Maybe each episode will come with, like, a descriptor image so they can get
like
a
single GIF from every episode of, like, whatever we just thought was a moment we thought our dear listeners needed to see. Like, that can be part, that can be one of the Patreon things.
No one's going to pay for listening to this load podcast.
I mean, the only reason they're not going to pay to listen to that is because the anglerfish thing made its way around the internet a couple of years ago. So I'm actually quite surprised you never came across it.
Maybe by God's grace, I've never come across it.
But you know what didn't get around the internet? Fine.
Wait a minute. So, okay. Oh, but speaking of fish, what was that speaking of? I saw something that reminded me. Oh, okay. So we were at Ocean Park, the theme park or whatever.
Yeah. By the ocean.
I know that's why it's called that. So, anyway, we were at Ocean Park. Where I got beautiful pictures and video of the ocean. And, we were at the aquarium.
Okay, yes.
A thought.
Do you need to breathe? A little bit. So you were at the aquarium.
Yes, okay.
And you're with you're with the team.
I was with my team, yeah. Okay, so a thought I've always had when people just like depict aliens in movies, for the most part, they have relatively human-like forms where they have like eyes and nose and mouth and ears or whatever. And I always thought that, like, well, how do you know, like, creatures from a whole different place are even going to use the things that you use or have those same parts that you have, even, like, and not, it's just not just a different color. Like, it's gonna, their whole life form is going to function probably differently than what it, like, what ours do.
Totally.
And then I went to the aquarium, and I was like, oh, that's what aliens probably look like. Like, you see, like, jellyfish? Those things are disgusting.
Have you ever, like, have you?
Ew. All of it is gross. All of it makes me, like, go, ew.
Have you?
And aliens look like.
Ever played Mass Effect?
No.
Or heard of it?
Yes.
So, like, fantastic sci-fi RPG and all that. So one of the cool things about Mass Effect is so a lot of their aliens in it are, like, long story short, humanity is, like, latecomers to the galactic community.
Nice.
Which is actually really interesting.
Probably true.
Which is really interesting, actually, because it's this shift in it was part of the shift in sci-fi in the last, like, 20 years towards humans. You know, it's like early sci-fi was a lot of, like, humans victorious colonize the entire universe.
Drawing
on a lot of these, like, 19th, 20th century imperial fantasies of, well, the next frontier is the stars and we're going to take it all for ourselves too. Mm-hmm. And then over the years it's shifted, and so you see a lot more of this idea of, well, what if actually we get up to the stars and we're the oppressed people group, which is a really interesting thought experiment. Fantastic book. Long Way to a Small Angry Planet. Read it.
Long Way to a Small Angry Planet. Are we the small angry planet?
No, the small angry planet's like in the center of the galaxy, and it's it's very angry looking because there's a lot of volcanoes.
Did I send you that article on, it was like a short story almost, about, see, if I give away that, it gives away the whole, like, ending. The ending's the best part.
Then just.
It was basically, it was a first encounter story where these aliens had heard about humans and heard about our viciousness and our violence and our wars and stuff like that, and they're like, those kids don't want that. And they could have made contact with us before, but they've seen us and they're like, no. And then, like, the narrator, who is an alien, is talking about their actual first encounters with humans. Hmm. Did I send you that short story?
Nope.
Found it on Facebook, so it's probably gone into the ether now.
Damn it.
I know, but it was really, really good. Hmm. But I'm assuming it was a Tumblr post, like a screenshot of Tumblr. So maybe I can find it.
The Tumblr post. But back to Mass Effect.
Sorry, Mass Effect, yes.
So humans are the latecomers to the galactic community. We're, like, the podunk little country that no one wants to, like, give a seat at the table to. And in it, you know, a lot of the aliens are still very, sort of, simian, is that the term they use? Which is, like, like monkey based, like four limbs.
Yeah.
Standing bipedal, you know.
Yeah.
We stand erect, but not in that way. And whether reptilian.
No one thought that.
But
no one thought that.
Nobody. Would you say, literally, nobody?
Continue.
But in it, they actually had a number of alien races that they deliberately were like, okay, let's try to play with this idea that not every single alien is going to be, is just going to either be a robot or look like
some kind of humanoid.
Some kind of humanoid thing. And so they had a bunch, including the Hanar, who are basically giant floating jellyfishes.
Gross.
And when they talk, it's this kind of like eerie telepathic-y voice. But it's also really funny because they, if I remember right, they like preface everything they say with like, statement.
I like that voice.
We do not believe that this may be the best course of action. Or am I mistaking that for HK-47 from Knights of the Old Republic? Who was a lot funnier because he was the super sarcastic assassin robot who hated humans. And so he'd just be like, statement. Today is a good day for killing, master. Query, can I shoot these meat bags, master?
Who was his master?
You, the like the player character.
He
worked for you.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can get him to call me something different.
I mean, he was homicidal, but yeah.
As long as it's on your side.
But anyway, so actually, at least in the realm of video games, giant alien jellyfish has been done.
That's good. Those creatures are disgusting.
I
showed you a picture of Shivan, right?
Hey, you have to. If we do join the galactic community, like, you've got to get some of that language out of you. Because that's just discriminatory.
Oh, well, I hope
again,
you wouldn't.
Long way to a small angry planet. Wonderful thinking through how we would deal with, like, being part of a community of sentient beings who are nothing like us.
You really just call me prejudice.
Well, it's like pre-prejudice because we've not met them, so we can't really be prejudiced.
Fair point. But also, we shouldn't call them aliens either.
Well, I feel like aliens could be thought of on our planet, then you could. That's a technical, like, they're not from here.
Okay, but, like, if
like,
we're in this galactic alliance.
With special talents visa in your country, which is super funny every single time I remember it. Like,
I'm sorry, it's called what?
It's called the Aliens with Special Talents Visa. Or something
aliens
like that.
Aliens with
it's got
special
aliens in
talents.
It. It's great. It's a visa you
that's
have
the,
in the States for people.
For highly skilled immigrants.
Oh, yeah.
That's what, yes.
Yeah, so specific, usually in, like, science, arts, and couple other things. Aliens with special talents, I think. Aliens with special something, right? Correct me in the comments. I don't know if we have comments.
Reviews.
Send me
if
a
it's
pigeon.
Like, if this
just
is
send
on
me
Apple.
A pigeon.
Like a cooked pigeon? Carrier pigeon?
I'm Chinese, of course, cooked pigeon.
I've had drunken pigeon in Shenzhen.
It's too gamey.
I didn't exactly like it.
Drunken chicken, roast pigeon. Oh, like the skin crispy, and the meat's like nice and oily and rich. It's like nicer than duck, but smaller.
I do like duck too. I had duck tongue.
Oh yeah, that's always entertaining to eat and to watch people who've never had it before eat.
Yeah, and then you take out like the center part of it, like you take it out like a. Nodding a cherry stem. Mm-hmm. I have also learned that geese have teeth.
They
on,
do.
On their tongues.
And it's horrifying.
Yeah, you should Google that.
Geese, yes.
Highly recommend you Google that.
Question.
Yeah.
Because obviously, so I'm Chinese and we have lots of amusing foods.
Sure.
And we get a lot of joy out of watching people from overseas.
Actually, you say obviously I'm Chinese. No one will know that.
Well, I mean, for you, obviously.
Ching chong ling.
No,
wow, no.
It's fine if I do.
Sir, yes, it's literally only fine
totally
if you say
fine
it.
Like. Like, there's a whole bunch of things I bet you're going to say at some point in this podcast.
That if you repeat,
that,
I will punch
that,
you.
But, like,
throat,
exactly,
yeah.
That you have a right to beat me to death. Maybe not beat me
to
death.
Not
to
death,
like, to hit
I
me
like
a
you,
lot.
But like,
and, like,
but
maybe mock me and generally vilify my name.
Between friends,
to yeah,
just to
a
make
little,
sure
a little friendly.
Sticks.
Yeah, slightly, just a bit of friendly maiming. jovially mauled by her friend, by his friend.
Can you imagine that as a book description? And while he was being jovially mauled by a friend, he contemplated, maybe I shouldn't say that.
I saw this great thing someone sent me, which may have come across Instagram. I may have even sent it to you before. But it was just a single like line from some book, and the caption was just like, is this not the best sentence you've ever read? And above it is dialogue, and it says, it's along the lines of like, he said, come hither, fool. The fool jingled miserably across the floor.
Oh my god!
Whoever this author is who thought to put jingled and miserably as a way to describe the movement of the fool.
That is so clearly visible.
It's like,
that's fantastic.
The fool jingled miserably.
Okay, I think we can end it there, at least for the first episode. End on a high note.
I need bells.
That was
amazing. I
want
to end this with sleep. Like, I want to just jingle miserably out of today's podcast.
That was really great. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was fantastic. Okay, go ahead and subscribe if you haven't already. Follow us for more episodes of Nobody, Literally Nobody, the podcast that nobody asked for. Also, please don't leave us a rating or review yet. Because, like, just give us
the benefit
second.
Of that. Yeah, give us. We want that second date.
Like,
we all know how awkward we are that first time. You've been there. I've been there.
Oh,
she's been there.
Been
so
there.
We've all been there. So, you know, let's hold some judgment.
Please.
Till the second.
Not the third. We hit our.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. My husband gives every show 4 episodes to get better. Like Gotham, we gave 4 episodes. Avatar, we gave 4 episodes.
Y'all have a lot more grace than I do.
Like, you got to get everybody out of the room, all the critics out of the room, all the upper heads out of the room, and then you can start doing what you want. So 4 episodes. Please give us 4 episodes, and then 5 stars. Appreciate that. Okay. Bye. I don't actually know how to end it. You're just staring at me like watching me dig into a hole. Oh my god,
bye.
We need to get off. Bye. Okay, goodbye. How do I stop this?